الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم معرضون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حسنا وإن جاهداك لتشرك بي ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: ووصينا الإنسان بوالدين حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير. وأخرج البخاري عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا قال: يا رسول الله، من أحق بحسن صحابتي؟ قال: أمك. قال: ثم من؟ قال: أمك. قال: ثم من؟ قال: أمك. قال: ثم من؟ قال: أبوك. وفي رواية قال: أمك ثم أمك ثم أباك ثم أبوك ثم أدناك فأدناك. وأخرج المسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: رغم أنفه رغم أنفه رغم أنفه. قيل: من يا رسول الله؟ قال: من أدرك والديه عند الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما ثم لم يدخل الجنة. وأخرج ابن ماجة عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا قال: يا رسول الله، ما حق الوالدين على ولدهما؟ قال: هما جنتك ونارك، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected elders, brothers and elders in Islam, all praise belongs to Allah Pak, who through His infinite mercy has once again allowed us and given us the tawfiq to sit here a little while to listen to the talks of Allah and Allah's Rasul. It is only and only through the tawfiq of Allah Pak. There were some professional people, they were traveling. One was a doctor, one was a lawyer. So they had to cross a river. So they seen one old man sitting. He had one boat of his there. So they approached him and they said, "Uncle, can you take us across?" So he says, "No problem." He was a villager, he was one jihadi. Anyway, they got on with him. Now, we have to speak something. So one of them asks, he says, "Uncle, do you know what's geometry?" Now the man that grows up in a farm, he didn't see the city and you're asking him of geometry. He says, "No, man, I don't know what's geometry." The next one says, "Uncle, you know what's biology?" Maria, these are some jawbreakers here. Now, as they're traveling, he foreseen a storm. So he asked those two, "You know swimmonology? You know swimmonology? Because now your geometry won't save you also, and your biology won't save you. Only the Amr of Allah will save you. لا إله إلا الله لا خالق إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا رازق إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا ناصر إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا معين إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا معز إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا مذل إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا سميع إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا بصير إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا رقيب إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا حافظ إلا الله only Allah. That intelligence of yours will not assist you on this occasion. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi in one istima, he had to address all the professional people. So one person came and he introduced everyone. There's a doctor, there's a lawyer, there's an engineer, there's a professor. Hazrat said, "Tear it out, tear it out." And then he came into Josh. And he says, there was one zamana when a Muslim was being recognized by saying, O Nabi of Allah, he is a participant of Badr. O Nabi of Allah, he is a participant of Uhud. O Nabi of Allah, he so many brothers have been martyred in the path of Allah. O Nabi of Allah, he has contributed so much to the deen of Allah. If you speak of the dog that Allah speaks about in the Quran, or you speak about the cow that Allah speaks about in the Quran, or you speak about the camel that Allah speaks about the Quran, I will understand that because Allah has spoken about it in the Quran. But these titles, I don't find them in Quran and Hadith. I don't understand a word what you are saying. My respected friends, Allah Pak has given us the tawfiq. As I mentioned, only Allah Pak. Allah has given us the tawfiq to sit here in that era when it has become easy to contribute a brick, to the construction of the masjid, but to perform salah. It has become easy to sponsor a student to memorize the Quran, but to read the kalam of Allah. It has become easy to contribute or to sponsor a person to go for hajj, but to go for hajj himself. In that era and in that zamana, Allah Pak has given us time here, only through His mercy, to sit here to listen to the talks of Allah and Allah's Rasul. Then Allah Pak has made us the followers of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj, then he told Allah Pak, Ja'alta Ibrahim Khalila, wa Musa Kalima, wa Sakharta li Dawood al-Jibal, wa li Sulaiman al-Riyah, wa Ahyayta li Isa al-Mawta, famaza ja'alta li? O Allah, Ja'alta Ibrahim Khalila, you chose Ibrahim for your friendship. Wa Musa Kalima, and you communicated with Musa, wa attakhadha Allahu Ibrahim Khalila, wa kallama Allahu Musa taklima. وَسَخَّرْتَ لِدَاوُودَ الْجِبَالِ, and you made the mountain subservient to the amr of Dawood alayhi salam. يَا جِبَالُ أَوِّبِي مَعَهُ وَالطَّيْرِ. When Dawood alayhi salam used to read the Zabur, then the mountains also used to read with him. Allah had granted him an exceptionally beautiful and sweet voice. وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الْرِيحِ, and you made subservient for Sulaiman alayhi salam the wind. وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الْرِيحَ غُدُوُّهَا شَهْرُ وَرَوَاحُهَا شَهْرُ. The journey and the distance of 2 months would be covered in half a day with Sulaiman alayhi salam. تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً حَيْثُ أَصَابُ وَأَحْيَيْتَ لِعِيسَى الْمَوْتَى. And oh Allah, for Isa alayhi salatu was salam, you gave life to the deceased. أُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. Isa alayhi salam, Allah had blessed him. He could tell, I knew exactly what you ate and came and what you have talked at home. Not like today, the man comes and then he burps and then you say what he ate and came. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي. Ya Allah, this is what you kept for all the Anbiya. What have you kept for me, O Allah? Allah Pak answered to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, I have kept this for you, that whenever my name will be taken side by side, your name will be taken. So in the adhan, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Throughout the dunya, 5 times a day, how many billion times the adhan has been called out? The oneness of Allah and the finality of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musa alayhi salatu was salam told Allah, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. Ya Allah, you open my heart towards your deen. And Allah told Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Subhanallah. Musa alayhi salam made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, you open my heart to your deen. You ease it, Ya Allah, I'm going to give da'wah to Fir'aun. Ya Allah, you open my chest, you grant me what sharh sadr. فَمَنْ يُرِيدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah told him, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. O Nabi of Allah, have we not opened your heart? So Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam asked, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without asking, Allah gave it. Then Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam said, وَيَسِّرِ لِي أَمْرِي. Ya Allah, you easen my task. Such a tyrant ruler, O Allah. Such a great ruler, such an oppressor, O Allah. How am I going to... لَا يَنْتَلِقُ لِسَانِي. Allah, I cannot speak also properly. So send my brother Harun. أَرْسِلْهُ مَعْيَ رِدْءٍ يُصَدِّقُنِي. رِدْءٍ, مَدَدْغَار, he can assist me. إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ. Oh Allah, they will belie me, oh Allah. They will not accept my message. قال سنشد عضدك بأخيك ونجعل لكما سلطانا فلا يصلون إليكما. Oh, go Musa, our help is with you. And that is why Fir'aun tried everything, and he threatened Musa alayhi salatu wasalam of everything. But why couldn't he kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? He couldn't kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam because Allah gave him the go ahead. Musa, we are with you. Now, when Allah becomes with someone, friends, then even if it's one person, he's in majority. And if Allah is not with a person, then wallah, it can be the whole dunya, he's in minority. And Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ. O Nabi of Allah, we have removed the burden, wizrak, the bojh from you. So Allah Pak has given us the honor of becoming the followers of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My respected friends, go and ask those people that were not born Muslims, when Allah blessed them with Iman, how they value this Iman. When Jamaat was out in the path of Allah, they were making mashwara. One person got up, he made wudu and he came back. So asked him, what's this? He said, since the day I recited the kalima la ilaha illallah, I never took the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without wudu. Since the day I recited the kalima la ilaha illallah, I never took the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without wudu. He knows what is the value of Iman. Shaykh Abdul Wahid ibn Yazid rahmatullah alayhi says, we were traveling. We came to an island. So we stopped over there. I seen one young man in the corner, he's worshipping something. So I told him, Ya hadha man ta'bud. Who are you worshipping, oh my friend? فَأَوْمَأَ إِلَى الصَّنَمْ. He points to an idol, he says, that's my God, that's my deity, that's my ism. So I told him, مَا هَذَا بِإِلَهِ يُعْبَدْ. That's not entitled to be worshipped. There's only one Allah, there's only one being. لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا. Allah says, if there had to be more than one Allah, then everything would, there'd be evil and corruption, fasad. لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَاهِمْ بِمَا خَلَقْ. Every God would take what he created. Imagine, if there to be several gods, then before creating, the God has to consult another God. What God is that God who has to consult? Imagine a God consulting. A God taking the permission of someone. Can that being ever be entitled to be a God? لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَاهِمْ بِمَا خَلَقْ. Every God would have taken what he had created. وَلَا عَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Imagine now they want to create one person, one God says, no, you don't create. One says, no, let's create him. One says, let's give death to this child now. The other one says, no. There would be evil and corruption on this earth. So he says, alright, who do you worship? He says, we worship one Allah. نَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ عَرْشُهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ بَطْشُهُ تَقَدَّسَتْ أَسْمَاؤُهُ وَجَلَّتْ عَظُمَتُهُ. We worship that Allah whose throne is in the skies. One Arabi, one Dihati came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he came and dropped one goh, one lizard in front of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, La umin, I will not bring Iman on you till this dead lizard doesn't bring Iman on you. Sahaba ikram around Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pareshan, hiran. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses it, Ya Zab, O lizard. فَأَجَابْ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. That lizard starts speaking in the beautiful and clear language of Arabic. لَبَّيْكَ وَسَعْدَيْكَ يَا زَيْنَ مَنْ وَافَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. O Nabi of Allah, I'm at your disposal. This waqia is written in Bidaya wa Nihaya. I'm at your disposal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Man ta'bud, to kiski bandagi karti hai? Man fi samai arshuhu, wa fi al-ardi sabiluhu, wa fi al-jannati rahmatuhu, wa man fi al-nari iqabuhu. I worship that Allah whose throne is on the skies, whose control is everywhere, who has prepared jannat for his believers and jahannam for his enemies. Dead lizard speaking. Acha, man ana? دوسرا سوال پہلا سوال اولوہیت کا. Second question, Who am I? أنت رسول رب العالمين وخاتم النبيين قد أفلح من صدقك وقد خاب من كذبك. آپ اللہ کے آخری نبی. The dead lizard is speaking, you O Nabi of Allah, you are the final messenger of Allah. Whoever will obey you, he will be successful. Whoever will move an inch away from your tariqah, he will be unsuccessful. Dunya, qabr, and akhirat. Wallah, the tasdeeq and the gawahi of that goh puts upon us today. Today we have moved away and we have deviated from the tariqah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Muslims have been mocked and they have been thrown from pillar to post. So Shaykh Abdul Wahid ibn Yazid rahmatullahi alayhi says, we worship that Allah. Taqaddasat asma'u, whose names are exalted. Qud'u Allah wa id'u ar-Rahman, ayyamma tad'u falahu al-asma'u al-husna. Say Allah, say Rahman, Allah has given him 99 beautiful names. Friends, today our children know the names of all the soccer players, and the cricketers, and the rugby players, and they know the whole history. He stands, wicketkeeper, he was actually playing for this country, they bought him over. We know the history of all these kuffar. Never mind anything. We don't know the names of Allah Pak. Never mind the names of Sahaba. We don't know the names of our own Allah. One girl was asked, Muslim girl, do you know who's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Say, yeah, he was one Muslim man. He was one Muslim man. That's my knowledge regarding the final Nabi of Allah. I say, Mawlana, make dua, Allah must make my daughter Rabia Basri. How can she become Rabia Basri, friend? We don't know the name of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah has beautiful names. Turn to Allah through these names. Anyway, he says, so who told you about this Quran and this religion? He says, the Nabi of Allah came and he informed us about this Islam. Says, did the Nabi of Allah leave anything behind with you? Says, taraka feena kitab Allah. The Nabi of Allah left Allah's kalam with us. Fa'ataynahu bil mushaf. We brought the Quran and we placed it in front of him. Now he says, I don't understand this Quran. So one of us started reciting one verse of the Quran. And as we started reciting, falam yazal yabki hatta khatamna surah, he started crying like a baby till we completed the recitation of the Quran. He doesn't understand a word. Today we question, I don't understand, so I don't know what Allah is saying. So if it's Jannat, I don't know, must I be happy or is Jahannam, I must cry. He doesn't understand a word. He's crying like a baby. Allah praises Najashi when he accepted Islam. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. When the Quran was recited to them, تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ, then you would see their eyes flowing with tears. يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا وَاللَّهُ, we bring iman on you, فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ, record us and register us amongst the believers. It was this very same Najashi whose janaza namaz ghaibana taur par Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed. Anyway, after that, عَلَّمْنَاهُ شَرَائِعَ الدِّينِ, we taught him the Quran and we taught him some ahkam of deen. We left from there. When it was night time, then he came to me and he says, Ya Hada, Hada al-Ilah, Alladhi dallaltumuni alayhi, Ida janna al-Layl yanam. Oh, Abdul Wahid, this Allah you speaking about, now when it's night time and we go to sleep, does Allah also goes in sleep? When we tired and we go in sleep, how we get exhausted? So does Allah also gets exhausted? He also goes in sleep? He says, لا يا عبد الله لا ينام هو حي قيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. That Allah never sleeps. So he ponders for a moment and he says, بئس العبيد أنتم تنامون ومولاكم لا ينام. Allah Akbar. Then you are very evil. Your Allah don't sleep and you go and sleep. Your Allah doesn't sleep by night. Your master doesn't sleep but you go and enjoy the comfort of your bed. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. اللہ پریز دی سرونٹ, ان کے پہلو ان کے خوابگاہوں سے الگ. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says in the حدیث, may Allah shower his mercy upon that person who gets up in the darkness of the night and then he performs ablution and then he comes to his wife. These are the words of the hadith. And then he pours water on her face. Allahu Akbar. Today we want peace and harmony in our home. We want muhabbat and ittifaq and ittihad. Let us do those things on which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made dua for us. Today we are doing those things that on which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has cursed. So there is enmity, there is disunity, there is division, there is talaq. There is no muhabbat in the home. Oh Allah, you shower your mercy on that person who then comes and drops water on the face of his wife. And then he awakens her. And then she performs ablution. And then both of them stand and converse with you and communicate with you when the whole makhluk is sleeping. Ya Allah, you shower your mercy upon him, O Allah. Ya Allah, you open the doors of rahmat upon him. Ya Allah, you ease in every task of his. Who's got the time to do that today, friend? Who's got the time to speak with Allah? Sallu wa nasu niyam, to read when the entire makhluk of Allah is sleeping. Anyway, he says, we went from there, I came back to my town. So I gathered some money for him and I gave it to him. وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ تَعْلِيفِ قَلْبِ. So he asked me, what's this money here? So I told him, دَرَاهِمْ تُنْفِقُهَا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكُ وَإِيَّالِكُ. Some money, you can spend it on your family, your wife and children. He says, Subhanallah, كُنْتُ أَعْبُدُ الْأَسْنَامِ فَلَمْ يُضَيِّعْنِي وَأَنَا لَا أَعْرِفُهُ. I used to worship the idol and I didn't know your Allah. And I used to take the idol as my sustainer and that time he used to provide me. Now, when I worship that Allah and I've recognized that Allah, he won't attend to my needs. When I was worshipping the idol, then that Allah used to sustain me. Now when I'm worshipping him, he won't attend to my needs. He says, we were more fascinated. What I'm explaining, my respected friend, these are the people who value Iman. These are the people who appreciate Iman. How much effort are we making to protect this Iman? When a person is given a precious thing, then he ensures that he maintains that item. On one occasion, imagine, we speak of Dajjal. Dajjal, 1400 years ago, Fatima bint Qais radiyallahu anha says, سَمِعْتُ مُنَادِيَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ يُنَادِي الصَّلَاةُ جَامِعَةٌ الصَّلَاةُ جَامِعَةٌ. I heard one announcer announcing that salat is about to commence. That time it was permissible. So I went to the masjid. صَلَّيْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. I performed salah with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After namaz, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced, لَيَلْزِمْ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مُصَلَّى. Every person must remain seated on his musalla. Then he told us, أَتَدْرُونَ لِمَ جَمَعْتُكُمْ. Do you know why I have gathered you on this occasion? قَالُوا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمْ. Allah and Allah's Nabi knows best. Today everyone is a mufti. Everyone is a mufti. Sahaba ikram, despite of their knowledge, Allah and Allah's Nabi knows best. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh was asked certain questions regarding Islam in one majlis, 30 of his answers were la adri, I don't know. Imam Malik. Inna min al-ilmi an yaqul la adri. He says, ma jama'atukum li raghabatin wala li rahaba, walakin jama'atukum li anna tamim ad-dari kana rajulan nasraniyan faja'a wa aslama وحدثني حديثا وافق الذي كنت أحدثكم به عن المسيح الدجال. I have gathered you to narrate one incident that a man by the name of Tamim Dari, who was a Christian, he accepted Islam and he came and related one episode that transpired with him. He says, ركبنا في سفينة البحر 30 رجلا. We were 30 people, we were moving in the boat. فلعب بنا الموج شهرا. The waves played with us for 1 month until we came to one jazeera. فَدَخَلْنَا الْجَزِيرَةِ. We entered into this island. And we seen one animal there. قُلْ وَيْلَكْ مَنْ أَنْتِ. Who are you? This animal spoke, أَنَا الْجَسَّاسَ. أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ. In the Hashia of Jalalain, on the tafsir of this ayat, it's written that prior to Qiyamah, amongst the final signs of Qiyamah, between Safa and Marwa, one animal will come out. وَبِيَدِهِ أَصَى مُوسَى وَخَاتَمُ سُلَيْمَانَ. This animal will have the stick of Musa alayhi salam in the ring of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. It will come out between the two mountains of Safa and Marwa. With the stick stamping every believer on his forehead and giving him the glad tidings of Jannat, and with the ring blackening the face of every disbeliever and reminding him of the torment and the azab of Allah, Jahannam. So I am that animal. Anyway, this animal tells me, go there, there's one man that's waiting for you. This happened 1400 years ago, friends. So when I enter in today, I see one man, a huge man, أَعْظَمْ مَا رَأَيْنَاهُ قَتُّ. We didn't see such a huge man before. So he asked us certain questions. He says, أَخْبِرُونِي عَنْ نَخْلِ بَيْسَانْ هَلْ تُثْمِرْ أَخْبِرُونِي عَنِ الْبُحَيْرَةِ الطَّبْرَانِيَّةِ أَخْبِرُونِي عَنْ مَاءِ زُغَرْ هَلْ فِيهَا مَاءٌ. Certain questions. He asked about the Kajur of Baisan. Then he asked about the sea of Tabriya. Is there water there? Said, a time will come, all this water will be dried out. Then he asked me, what about this final Nabi? Says, this final Nabi is out. Says, أَقَاتَلَهُ Arab? Did the Arab oppose him? He says, yes. Says, right now you told me about your history, now I'll tell you about me. أَنَا الْمَسِيحُ الدَّجَّالِ. I am Masih al-Dajjal. A time will come, I will be granted permission to walk on the face of this earth. I will tour the earth في أَرْبَعِينَ layla, in 40 days. And I will enter into every city. لا أدع قرية إلا هبتها. With the exception of Makkah and Medina, محرمتان علي. Allah has made them forbidden for me. كلما أردت أن أدخل. Every time I'll try and enter, one angel will come. بيده السيف. He'll have one sword with him. ملائكة يحرسونها. And every street of Medina will be guarded by the ملائكة. Masih al-Dajjal, 1400 years ago. My respected friends, how much preparations are we making? How much are we worried that Allah Pak must keep us with Iman? We make dua to Allah. Allah, keep us with Iman, take us with Iman, and resurrect us with Iman. This Iman that Allah Pak has given us, my respected friends, it is not limited to the four walls of this masjid. Iman governs the 24 hours of our life. How we deal with our neighbors. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La yu'min, la yu'min, la yu'min. قيل من يا رسول الله من لا يؤمن جاره بوائقه. That person hasn't got through Iman on Allah. That man hasn't got through Iman on Allah. That man hasn't got through Iman on Allah. Who, O Nabi of Allah? That person from whom his neighbor is not secure of his evil and his harm. من لا يؤمن جاره بوائقه. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel came and informed me about the rights of neighbors so much that I feared that there might be a chance that the neighbor will inherit from the wealth that I leave also. How we must conduct ourselves with our elders. And most important, how do we conduct ourselves with our parents? One Sahabi comes to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ibn Majah, the riwayat is, مَا حَقُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ عَلَىٰ وَلَدِهِمَا. O Nabi of Allah, what is the right of parents upon their children? قَالَهُمَا جَنَّتُكَ وَنَارُكَ. Your parents are either your Jannat or they are your Jahannam. Your parents are either your Jannat or your Jahannam. Man ahaqqu bi husni sahabati ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, who is most deserving for my good relation? Who is most entitled? Qala ummuk, your mother. Qala thumma man, thereafter who, O Nabi of Allah? Your mother. Thereafter who, O Nabi of Allah? Your mother. Thereafter who, O Nabi of Allah? Your father. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ. That person in whom three things will be found. يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ حَتْفَهُ وَأَدْخَلَهُ جَنَّتَهُ. Allah Pak will easen his death for him. Allahu Akbar. At the time of death, Allah will grant him Iman and Allah will make it easy for him. It's not an easy stage, respected friends, that every one of us has to go through. And our success is dependent on that final stage. If we made it, then we are successful. If not, we are unsuccessful. It comes in the hadith, the man's wife will come to him. And his mother will come to him and say, oh my son, Islam is not the true religion. It's all false. It's all fabrication. I died as a Christian. Christianity is a reality. Take up Christianity as your religion. Don't fall in this trap. At that time, my respected friends, Allahu Akbar, it is only Allah that can keep a person firm. Wallah, no one else. Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayh, time of Sakarat, Shaitan came to him and he broke the proof that Allah is one. He says, no, Allah is one. He gave another proof, he broke that proof. Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayh gave him 99 proof that Allah is one. He broke one after the other. He says, Allah is not one, Allah is not one. His Shaykh Najmuddin Kubra rahmatullah alayh was in another country. By means of kashf and inspiration, he was informed that your murid is going through so much difficulties. He had the lota in his hand. He dropped it and he told him, tell Shaitan, without any proof, I believe Allah is one. Bagheer dalil Allah ko ek manta hu. He threw it and he says, without proof, I believe in Allah is one. He passed away. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, at the time of Sakarat, his son is telling him to recite the kalima. He says, La ba'uda, la ba'uda, la ba'uda, move from here, move from here. When he gained consciousness, he asked his father, oh my father, I told you, read that dead person who will not uphold the rights of his parents, what will happen to him at the time of death? Kana ala ahdi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shabun yusamma Alqamah. There was one youngster in the time of Nabi Kareem Sassam whose name was Alqamah. Shadid al-ijtihad, azim al-sadaqah. He used to give a lot of qurbani, to perform a lot of salah, nawafil, sunan. He used to fast, he used to exert himself and pressurize himself for the deen of Allah Pak. And he was a very charitable person. فَمَرِضَ مَرْضًا شَدِيدًا. He became very ill. So his wife sent the message to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that my husband has taken very ill and he's in the time of Sakarat. Can you send one of the Sahaba, or if you can come yourself and help him, assist him, recite the kalima la ilaha illallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Bilal radiyallahu anhu, Salman Farsi, Suhaib Rumi, Ammar ibn Yasir and Ali ibn Talib, اذهبوا إلى علقمة فانظروا ما حاله. Go to Alqama and see what's his condition. They all arrived at Alqama radiyallahu anhu. It's quiet. Time of Sakarat. And they started making talqeen. لقنوا موتاكم بلا إله إلا الله. Mention one point on this occasion. Many of us, because of our ignorance regarding this, or innocence, when a person is leaving the dunya, respected friends, then on no occasion should we mention to him, read the kalima la ilaha illallah. We find the women folk tend to force the deceased, or who's leaving the dunya rather, read the kalima, read the kalima. At that time he is going through a unique stage. If you will force him and he will refuse, I don't want to, then there are chances he'll die as a kafir. So what do we do? Laqinu mawtakum. Everyone in the room should start raising the voice of La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha. Everyone with one voice. La. At no stage should we tell him, recite kalima. Papa, read La ilaha illallah. Baji, read. No stage should we tell him to read the kalima La ilaha illallah. It's as though 360 swords have been pierced into the body at 1 second. What must be that stage, respected friends? Allahu Akbar. Anyway, we told him, we're making talqeen of the kalima. Alqama is just not reciting the kalima. So the sahaba made mashwara, they told Bilal radiallahu anhu, you go and relate it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Bilal radiallahu anhu comes back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, Alqama fails to recite the kalima. He's unable to utter the kalima. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Alahu abwan? Has Alqama got parents? He says, Amma abuhu faqad mata, walahu ummun kabirat as-sin. O Nabi of Allah, the father of Alqama has passed away. But he has got a mother, and she's very elderly. Nabi Kareem Sassam tells Bilal radiallahu anhu, اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ أُمِّ عَلْقَمَا فَقْرِئْهَا مِنِّ السَّلَامِ. O Bilal, go to the mother of Alqama and convey my salams to her, and tell her, إِنْ قَدِرْتِ عَلَىٰ الْمَسِيرِ. If you can come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he wants to speak to you. If not, then the Nabi of Allah himself will come to you. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba sat in with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One woman comes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moves back. He spreads his shawl and he tells this woman to sit down. All the Sahaba astonished. O Nabi of Allah, who is this? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is my mother. She breastfed me.
He becomes the Imam of Anbiya, whose tazkira is on every sky. But he doesn't forget the ihsan of his brother who gave him milk in his childhood. When he comes to the mother of Alqama radiallahu anha, then she says, Nafsi li nafsihi al-fida, ana ahakku bi ityanihi. My life is qurban for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the jazbat of sahaba. This is a common thing you find in hadith. Bi abi anta wa ummi ya Rasulallah. Mere maabaap aap par qurban ho. As Ka'b ibn Ajra radiallahu anhu comes, Bi abi anta wa ummi ya Rasulallah. Mali araka mutaghayyir al-lawn. O Nabi of Allah, I seen the face, the color of your face has turned pale. What is it, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya Ka'b, ma dakhala jawfi. O Ka'b, for the last 3 days, not one grain of food has entered my stomach. Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu says, I went and I worked for some Yahudi. I got some kajus and I came and I placed it in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, Awa tuhibbuni ya Ka'b? Ka'b, tu mujhse muhabbat rakhta hai? Are you fond of me, O Ka'b? Qal inni la uhibbuk. O Nabi of Allah, I love you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Undur ma taqul. Are soch samajh ke bol. Ponder and think what you are thinking. That's not what you are saying. That's not an easy statement. He says, Wallahi inni la uhibbuk by the qasam of Allah, I love you, O Nabi of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, In kunta sadiqa fa idda lil faqri tijfafa lan faqru asra'u ila man yuhibbuni min as-sayli ila muntahahu aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa taslim. O Ka'b, if you are genuine in your statement, then prepare yourself and arm yourself for poverty, difficulty and adverse conditions. Because at the speed that water comes down from a slope, faster than that or according to that, problems and difficulties will come to that person who loves me. That is the sign of my muhabbat. So Nabi Kareem, the mother of Alqama radiallahu anha, comes in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells her, Oh, the mother of Alqama, Ya Ummi Alqama, speak the truth to me. And do not speak a lie to me. Ja'ani al-wahi. I will be informed by the means of wahi. Kayfa kana halu Alqama? What was the condition of Alqama throughout his life? He says, Kana yasumu kada, wa yusalli kada, wa yatasaddaq bi jumlatin min al-darahim. O Nabi of Allah, he used to perform so much nawafil, so much sunan, he used to fast so much that it cannot be counted. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that's between him and Allah. Ma haluki wa halu. What was your relation with Alqama? He says, Inni alayhi sakhita. O Nabi of Allah, I am angry with my son. Aapne farmaya, Walladhi nafsi biyadihi, la tanfa'u sadaqatu wa nassala. قسم اس ذات کی جو میری جان کا مالک ہے نہ اس کے فرائض قبول نہ اس کی نوافل قبول نہ اس کا حج قبول نہ اس کے روزے قبول اس کے سارے اعمال مردود By the قسم of that Allah in whose control is my life neither will his salah benefit him nor will his roza benefit him nor will his حج benefit him all his اعمال will be rejected Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Bilal, Idhab ya Bilal, wajma hataban kathira, hatta uhriqahu bin nar. Oh Bilal, go and gather some firewood. I want to take Alqama and throw him in this fire and burn him. Ya Rasulullah, Ibni, wa samaratu fuadi, wa tuhriquhu bin nar bayna yadayya, kayfa yahtamilu qalbi? O Nabi of Allah, my son, mera dil ka jigar, and you burn him in front of me, how can my heart see this? How can I accept this? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya Ummi Alqama, Azabullahi Ashad. Rather let him settle it here. The Azab of Allah is much more severe. The Azab of Allah is much more severe. Like Allah mentions when those people did not participate in the battle of Tabuk, فرح المخلفون بمقعدهم خلاف رسول الله وكرهوا أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله وقالوا لا تنفروا في الحر Don't come out in this battle, it's very hot. Allah says, قل نار جهنم أشد حرا Let them know the fire of Jahannam is much more intense than that of this dunya. This heat is nothing. Tolerate this heat and protect yourself from the fire of Jahannam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا تنفعه الصلاة ما دمت عليه ساخطا. As long as you are angry with him, wallah, not one action of his will be pleased. Allah Ta'ala will not accept one action of his. She says, إني أشهد الله في سمائه وأنت يا رسول الله ومن حذرني أني قد رضيت من علقمة. Oh Nabi of Allah, I make Allah my witness in disguise, and I make you my witness, and all the people that are sitting around, I am pleased with Alqama. She finishes the statement. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells Hazrat Bilal, idhab ila Alqama, go to Alqama and see if he can utter the kalima. He hardly enters there, and Alqama is saying, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He passes instantly on the spot. فَأَمَرَ بِغُسْلِهِ وَتَكْفِينِهِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered, must give ghusl. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one point I forgot to mention, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the mother of Alqama radiallahu anha, why were you displeased with him? كَانَ يُفَضِّلُ زَوْجَتَهُ عَلَيَّ. O Nabi of Allah, Alqama used to give preference to his wife over me. If his wife commanded him to do something, he would carry out the command of his wife and ignore what I told him. And this is something that really broke my heart, O Nabi of Allah. Allah says, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَىٰ وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. His mother conceived him with great pain. She carried him with great pain. She gave birth to him with great pain. That her sins have been forgiven, she brought him up with great pain. And now when he gets married, he forgets his mother. After ghusl was given, salat janaza wa salla alayhi, thumma qama ala shafir al qabr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood on the edge of the grave of Alqama. And then he addressed the sahaba, ya ma'shar al ansar wal muhajirin. يا معشر الأنصار والمهاجرين من فضل زوجته على أمه فعليه لعنة الله. That person that gives preference to his wife over his mother, then may the curse of Allah descend upon him. What did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? إذا لعنت. Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah Pak says, إِذَا عُصِيتُ غَذِبْتُ. When you disobey me, then I become angry. وَإِذَا غَذِبْتُ لَعَنْتُ. When I become angry, I start cursing. وَإِنَّ اللَّعْنَةَ مِنِّي تَبْلُغُ السَّابِعَ مِنَ الْوُلْدِ. My one curse will destroy your 7 generations. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in one hadith, pertaining to the signs of Qiyamah, وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ. 15 things have been mentioned in this hadith. It's in Tirmidhi Sharif. Ali radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. Two things pertaining to our topic of discussion we'll mention here. أَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ. A man will become obedient to his wife and disobedient to his mother. This is the open sign of Qiyamah. أَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ. He will keep his friend close to him and his father remote from him. He would love to be recognized via his friend and not via his father. He will feel embarrassed to be recognized via his father, and if he'll feel honored to be recognized via his friend because his friend is so and so. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, my respected friends, the status of parents side by side with his ahkam, that is bringing iman on the oneness of Allah. And everyone that is sitting here, let us not have that principle. Kache, maro poiro kache, he needs this talk. My son needs to. No! My father is gone in the grave. When last did I visit my father's grave? One alim has written, that person that disobeys his parents, Allah will never show him pleasure in his children. He will never see good out of his children. He'll always be sad with his children. So let us not worry for my son to. My son must listen to this talk. My son must understand who I am and what rights I've got upon him. No! My father and my parents are gone in the grave. I only got the time of Eid or the time of once in a year to go and visit the grave of my father? Am I so engrossed in this dunya? Has this dunya taken me away so far from Allah Pak? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Mal mayyitu fi qabrihi illa kal ghariq. The case of the dweller of the grave is like a man drowning. And he's screaming for help to take him to the shore. So when he gets the dua of his father, then he manages to swim to the shore. Or his son, or his wife. They are awaiting this dua. One sahabi comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, my parents passed away. I was evil to them, O Nabi of Allah. Can I now be good to them? Is there any way or is the doors closed? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-salatu lahuma, as-salatu alayhima, wal-istighfaru lahuma, wa-infadu ahdihima. Make dua for them. Every night, my respected friends, let us make this azam. Say, all of us say, inshallah. Every night till the day we leave this dunya, Ayatul Kursi and 3 times Surah Ikhlas. Without fail, how much time does it take up? How much time does it take up? Let us group up. It's a bit dangerous to go to the Qabristan alone. Let us make a group in a clique. There are so many masajid that Alhamdulillah it has been established. Every Friday morning, straight after Fajr, we go to the Qabristan. 15 minutes we go and stand at the grave of our parents. If the graveyard is 15 minutes away from our home, 20 minutes, half an hour, let us make it an effort every week, minimum once we go and visit the graves. We all will try, inshallah. If we will do it, then inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make our children come and visit us at our graves. مَا مِنْ وَلَدٍ بَارٍ يَنْظُرُ وَالِدَيْهِ نَظْرَ رَحْمَةٍ إِلَّا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِكُلِّ نَظْرَةٍ حَجًّا مَبْرُورًا قَالُوا وَإِنْ نَظَرَ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ 100 مَرَّةٍ قَالَ نَعَمْ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَأَطْيَبُ. Bayhaqi, the riwayat is there, Abu Bakr is the narrator of the hadith. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا مِنْ وَلَدٍ, that youngster, Barin, who is obedient to his parents, يَنْظُرُ وَالِدَيْهِ, he looks at his parents with the eyes of muhabbat, mercy, shafqat. Not those nasty looks that today, unfortunately, the youth cast to their parents. So many times a man will be confused, who's the father and the son? This is a common statement, ji dikra, ji dikra, ji dikra. The father is saying, ji bhai, ji bhai, ji bhai. Those nasty looks. If he looks with the eyes of muhabbat, nadra rahmatin, illa kataballahu lahu bi kulli nadratin hajjatan mabrura. Allah Pak will compensate him on every look and accepted hajj. Allahu Akbar. قالوا وإن نظر كل يوم 100 مرة. Oh Nabi of Allah, what happens if one man looks at his parents 100 times a day with the eyes of mercy? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says Allah will give him the reward of 100 accepted Hajj. Allahu Akbar wa Atyab. There's no end to the khazana of Allah Pak. Always Qarni rahmatullah alayh. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, إن خير التابعين رجل يقال له أويس. The best of tabi'een is a man by the name of Uwais. He lives in Yemen. Nabi Kareem Sassam praises the people of Yemen. Babu manaqibi Uwais. Babu dhikri al-Yaman. Babu manaqibi dhikri al-Yaman. Wa sham wa Uwais qarni. Indeed, this riwayat is there. Al-Imanu Yamanin. Wal-Hikmatu Yamaniya. Nabi Kareem Sassam says, if you want to look at the people who've got true iman, then look at the iman of the people of Yemen. Wisdom Allah has blessed them with. So there's a man that is in Yemen. His name is Uwais Qarni. One occasion he came, he was in the khidmat of his mother. He came to visit Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His mother had given him so much time. When he reached there, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was gone. He left the message that informed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I have come here to visit him, but I have to return. I cannot wait because my mother is waiting for me. And he returns. Now look at his darja in the eyes of Allah and Allah's Nabi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba Ikram, Umar radiallahu anhu narrates the hadith, Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's a man living there by the name of Uwais Qarni. Kana lahu bayadun fada'a Allah. He had a sickness and he made dua and Allah cured him. Illa mawzi'a dirham wa darahim. Illa mawzi'a dirham wa dinar. But equivalent to the size of a dirham, so much of it is left on his body. When you see him, Umar, then tell him to make dua, Allah must forgive your sins. Umar, you know, friends, we know what is the darja of Umar radiallahu anhu. Sahaba ikram, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha is lying on the lap of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a bright night. She looks at the skies. O Nabi of Allah, equivalent to the stars in the sky, is there anyone of your followers that got so much good, so many good actions? Without hesitation and reservation, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Umar. Now Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, O Nabi of Allah, but what about my father? Says, إِنَّمَا جَمِيعُ حَسَنَاتِ عُمَرْكَ حَسَنَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْ حَسَنَاتِ أَبِي بَكَرٍ. All the good actions of Umar put together is equivalent to one good action of Abu Bakr. That Umar, whose good actions are equivalent to the stars in the skies, Umar, you must tell always to seek dua maghfirat for you. Make dua maghfirat for you. Have your sins forgiven for him. Ulama have written certain things that a son should do to his father or his parents. إِنْ اِحْتَاجَ إِلَى الطَّعَامِ أَطْعَمَهُ. If his father has reached such an age that he is unable to attend to his own needs, he is unable to support himself, then he should feed his father. Many a times what happens, let's make this thing clear, the parents themselves, they want to live in the old age homes. One is we should never put them. But many a times what happens, the parents, they love seclusion and they want to stay away. That is a different case. Let us make it a practice to go and fetch my parent at least once a week. Papa, come eat with us Fridays. Come eat with us Sundays. Once a week at least. Can I buy you something? Can I get some clothes for you? إِنْ اِحْتَاجَ إِلَى الطَّعَامِ أَطْعَمَهُ. إِنْ اِحْتَاجَ إِلَى الْكِسْوَ كَسَاهُ. If they need clothes, then he buys the clothes for them. And to be patient. When we will take our parents, we'll have to be patient. There was a waqia of one person. Elderly man, he asked his son, Dikra, what's this? So he told him, Daddy, it's a file. Says, Dikra, what's this? Says, Daddy, it's a file. Dikra, what's this? Says, Daddy, it's a file. Now don't you ask me once more. The father took out one diary. And in there, the date was written there. Says there, one day you asked me, what's that relating to a bird? 36 times, and every time I answered you, Dikra, it's a bird, Dikra, it's a bird, Dikra, it's a bird. 36 times I answered you. With great patience. إِنْ اِحْتَاجَ إِلَى الْكِسْوَ كَسَاهُ إِنْ دَعَاهُ حَذَرَهُ. When his parents call him, then immediately he leaves whatever he's involved in and he goes to his parents. لَا يَمْشِي أَمَامَهُ وَلَا عَنْ يَسَارِهِ وَلَا عَنْ شِمَالِهِ وَلَكِنْ يَمْشِي عَنْ خَلْفِهِ. Always walk behind him. لَا يَدْعُوهُ بِإِسْمِهِ. Never addresses his father by his name. Always Abba Jan, Papa, Abi, whatever the case may be. يَتَكَلَّمْ مَعَهُ بِاللِّينِ وَلَا يَتَكَلَّمْ مَعَهُ بِالْكَلَامِ الْغَلِيظِ. Humbles himself with great muhabbat, ikhlas, wisdom, with great humiliating himself, he speaks in front of his father. Not in a rude way and in an abrupt manner. If he will do this, then inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will write him amongst those who have been obedient to their parents. Remember, my respected friends, a man can do anything of this dunya. If he hasn't got the dua of his parents, then wallah, he'll be unsuccessful in this dunya, kabr and akhirat. There was a waqia written of one alim. Every year he was in the khidmat of his mother. So he used to ask his mother every year, Mommy, I want to go for hajj. So his mother said, Dikra, I'm sick next year. Every year it was the same thing. So the following year he made up his mind. He says, I'm preparing everything and I'm moving from here. I'm not going to listen to what my mother says. Every year she tells me, no, I'm very sick, I'll pass away. But she never passes away. That year he prepared. And he got ready to go. The baddua of a mother is very dangerous. Jarullah Zamakhshari rahmatullah alayh. Ma fahim al-Quran illa al-a'rajan al-awwal min al-Zamakhshar wa thani min al-Jurjan. When he was a young boy, the baddua of a mother is very dangerous and the dua of a mother also is very powerful. Both. He used to play with the birds. He was a young boy. He used to tie twine to the bird's leg and then he used to pull it. And it, like a child, the bird would suffer in the leg, would dislocate the leg and break the leg off. So one day his mother got fed up and he says, may Allah break your leg like how you broke the bird's leg. And it happened, some a'raj, he became crippled. Now sometimes a person loses tongue also. So she was very sad and she was perturbed about this. So she says, Oh Allah, because of the baddua of my son, this is what has happened to him, he has become crippled. Ya Allah, now I'm making dua Ya Allah, you grant him such knowledge of deen, Ya Allah, that the whole dunya must do him. Allah granted him such ulum, such knowledge, that he wrote the tafsir. It comes, مَا فَهِمَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا الْأَعْرَجَانِ. Only two people understood the Qur'an. In other words, these are very authentic tafsir. He was known as Jarullah, the neighbor of Allah. He used to say so much at the Kaaba, that his title was given the neighbor of Allah. And one was him. So powerful his mother's dua came, that the whole dunya came to know him. So his mother told this Maulana, that don't go, I'm very sick. Anyway, he made up his mind. He says, every year she's nagging, I'm going. He got ready and he left. Now he's traveling, camel back. He comes to a certain place, he wants to put up there in the night. He goes there, he rests there, starts performing salah. Now everything, friends, is in the control of Allah Pak. For Allah to convert any condition is not difficult. Huh? That is why whatever, many a times a man thinks, but my problem, how can things become better for me? Like, for me there's no chance. Allah is that Allah that can convert a stick into a snake, respected friends. Where is our condition in front of Allah? Allah can convert a stick into a snake. So anyway, he started performing salah. It so happened, in the neighborhood, there was a thief that night. He broke in. Now he stole from a couple of homes, and they seen him running towards the masjid. We're speaking of the neighborhood of the masjid. So he came to the masjid, and this Maulana was reading namaz, he took his goods also and he ran away. Now the people that were living nearby, they only seen him running to the masjid. So they came inside and they gave it to that Maulana. Left, right and center. And they say, look at this crook. First he steals, this thief, then he wants to act like a big Maulana. So they were more angry with him. Anyway, next morning he was summoned. It's written in the kitab. The king said, for stealing we'll cut his hands. Then after stealing, acting like a Maulana, we'll cut his legs. And after that to come and read namaz in front of us, we will jail him. And then he says, now announce, whichever person in whom these three crimes will be found, this will be his punishment. So when he was taken, and his hands were about to be cut off, he says, hang on, don't make that announcement. Make this announcement, that person who disobeys his mother and comes out for hajj, this is his punishment. Allahu Akbar. Not the person who steals and acts like a Maulana and does that and that does this. That person who disobeys his mother and takes the badwa of his mother and then goes and does, going for one amar of Allah. Imagine if he's going to do something haram, what will happen? Imagine if he's going to do something haram. That person who disobeys his mother and then leaves for hajj, this is his abode. So they asked him, by what you're speaking about? He narrated the whole incident. So they apologized. They say, no, you don't have to apologize. I deserved it. It opened my eyes. My respected friends, like we mentioned in the starting, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Huma jannatuk wa naruk. Your parents are either your jannat or they are either your jahannam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Hazrat Abu Kahil radiyallahu anhu, اعلم يا أبا كاهن أنه من بر والدي حيا وميتا كان حقا على الله أن يرضيه يوم القيامة. That person that will be good to his parents in this dunya and after their demise, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak will make his ikram. Allah Ta'ala will ensure that he won't be in any problem, in any difficulty, in any hardship. We overlook these things, friends. Allah say, Allah give me also the tawfiq. So many of us might be performing our salah, we might be fasting and everything, friends. But when it is coming to the rights of our parents, wallah, we are very negligent. We are very negligent and we are overlooking this. We are undermining this. It is on these small things which you and I regard small. One person passed away, someone seen him in a dream. Says, why, ma fa'ala Allahu bik, what did Allah do? He says, everything is at a standstill. Says, why? I borrowed one needle from the neighbor's house, I still didn't return it. Till then, no faisla can be made. Such a minute and insignificant thing, on that my decision in Jannah is at a standstill. So these things which we regard insignificant and minute, wallah, on that, what will happen, we will regret and we will cry blood. May Allah give us the tawfiq, my respected friends. We value our parents. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, that person who gets up in the morning and his parents are pleased with him, Babani maftuhani min al-jannah, then two doors of jannat are flung open for him. Two doors of jannat. And if he's only got one parent, then only one door of jannat is open. That is why those who got parents, let us value our parents. Those of us who've got parents, let us value our parents. And those of us who our parents left this dunya, every day after salah when we make dua, we have to remember our parents. We have to remember our parents. And that person who gets up and his parents are angry with him, two doors of Jahannam are open for him. Two doors of Jahannam are open for him. So my respected friends, Allah Pak has given us, Allah Pak has made it very easy for us, put it that way. By us making the khidmat of our parents, Bayazid Bustami Rahmatullah Ali was a great wali. Very great saint. I even on one occasion mentioned his waqiyah. He was that very same person who was asked the question, what there's one but there's no two. The waqiyah is very long. Anyway, on one occasion he came home. He studied a lot of knowledge and he returned home. His mother asked him for some water. He went and he brought the glass of water. And when he returned, his mother had fallen off to sleep. Now he stood there with a glass of water. Said, maybe my mother gets up now and she'll need the water. She's thirsty. But if I awaken her from her sleep, then I will disturb her sleep. Perhaps she won't be able to sleep the balance of the night, so she'll have a restless night. So he stood there with a glass of water. He was the sheikh of the zamana. And this is his condition. He stood there with a glass of water. In the morning at the time of Fajr when his mother woke up, how tolerant was he? Hours he's waiting for his mother. When his mother got up and she seen him there, she was amazed and she was thrilled. And sometimes they say one is you take the dua of your parents by they making dua verbally. And one is they say, Din ni dua le lidi. Poiroye, din ni dua le lidi. One is when the son takes the dua from the heart, when the bones give the dua, respected friends. Wallah, when the parents will give that dua and the ustaz will give that dua, then that man is Allah Ta'ala's help will be with him at every stage. Parents and ustaz, when those dua comes out, and it comes out on very rare occasions, when the heart gives that dua. So when she seen her son there, she was so happy and she made dua. He says, the knowledge that I studied for years, Allah Pak opened the wisdom of that knowledge on the dua of my mother. I had all that knowledge, but no one was benefiting. I had no understanding. The wisdom of that knowledge, Allah opened on the dua of my mother. And it comes in the hadith, if a man will be obedient to his parents, then Allah will give him barakat in his rozi and Allah will give him barakat in his life. And if he will be disobedient, then he will be deprived of barakat in his life and he'll be deprived of barakat in his rozi. He will be deprived of a family.